Vancouver City Council spent 71 fewer hours in public and private meetings in the first 11 months of 2024 when compared to the same period in 2023. Data provided by the City Clerk's Office shows that Council logged 240 hours and 15 minutes in meetings between January 1 and November 30. In 2023, Council spent 311 hours and 16 minutes in meetings over 11 months. Meetings included Council, Special Council, Standing Committee, public hearings, business license reviews, Court of Revision and in-camera. The combined total hours logged in Auditor General Committee meetings in both years was fewer than 11. Standing Committee meetings accounted for the most hours worked in both years, with 83 hours and 38 minutes in 2024, and 96 hours and 30 minutes in 2023. Council meeting hours dropped from 72 hours and 39 minutes in 2023 to 51 hours and 57 minutes in 2024. In-camera meetings and hours also decreased between 2023, 23 meetings that lasted 64 hours, 1 minute, and 2024, 18 meetings totaling 46 hours, 15 minutes. The new Mayor's Budget Task Force Committee accounted for 5 hours and 5 minutes in the first 11 months of 2024. From left, ABC Vancouver councillors Lisa Dominato, Sarah Kirby-Young, Rebecca Bly, right, along with Mayor Ken Sim, spent fewer hours in public and private meetings in 2024 than in 2023. Mike Howell, Working Smarter, Cown. Sarah Kirby-Young, who is serving her second term on council, said in an email that, "It's a positive that we're no longer meeting late into the night, many times last term till midnight, or having meetings recess and reconvene for days on end." At the same time, Kirby-Young said, "Public meetings are important because that is where residents get to see council in action and policies coming forward." She is a member of the ABC Vancouver majority on council. "This council working smarter and more effectively means more time that I can spend talking to and meeting with constituents, getting out to community events, supporting on issues that come up for our small businesses, events and residents at large, as well as really preparing for meetings and researching issues," she said. Cown. Lisa Dominato made the same point. "While time in council chambers reflects a key part of our work, I spend the majority of my time outside of those hours working with residents, businesses and nonprofits to navigate city services and advocate for their respective priorities," Dominato said in an email. Streamlined meetings. Councillors Peter Meisner and Rebecca Bly both noted in their emailed responses to questions from BIV that council directed staff in 2023 to streamline meetings, making them more focused and effective. Meisner and Bly pointed out the previous council led by then-Mayor Kennedy Stewart logged 498 hours in 2019. That council, however, did not have one party that held a majority, with One City, COPE, the NPA, the Greens, Team for a Livable Vancouver and Forward Together all represented by the end of the term. The ABC Vancouver majority was elected in October 2022. Streamlined meetings mean less taxpayer money spent and more time for council to engage directly with residents, small businesses and community organizations, said Bly, noting a full-day council meeting costs approximately $9,300 in direct staffing and support. Aaron Bonifero, owner of Collage Collage in the 3600 block of Main Street, was one of the 1,002 people to speak to council in 2024. Bonifero was at City Hall in February 2024 to oppose expansion of the Mount Pleasant Business Improvement Area. Photo Mike Howell. 1,002 people spoke to council. Mayor Ken Sim made many of the same points that his ABC Vancouver colleagues did when asked about number of hours logged, noting meetings have become more efficient. "This increased efficiency not only saves taxpayer dollars but also gives us the ability to spend more time in the community, connecting with residents, supporting small businesses, and engaging with local groups," Sim said in an email. "Having already actioned 80% of our 93-point platform that our team was elected on, this push for efficiency is part of our ongoing commitment to achieving real results for Vancouverites." A total of 45 council members' motions were approved in 2024. The data also shows 1,002 people spoke to council in 2024 during a public hearing, council meeting, standing committee meeting or special council meeting. That number excludes those who registered but did not speak. Currently, the 11-member council has 2 vacant seats after Christine Boyle and Adrian Carr resigned. A by-election is scheduled for April 5. M. Howell at glaciermedia.ca. X, at Howellings.